Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Hi, it's 33055.
Okay, and that was 33055?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and thank you for that. Can I get the first and last name on the account, please?
It's going to be Cairo York, spelled K-Y-R-O, last name Y-O-R-K.
Okay. And Mr. York, can you verify the address on file for me?
5411 Northwest 200th Road, Miami Gardens, Florida, 33055.
Okay, thank you. I'm showing the last order that you placed was on the 3rd of this month for the CryoFree CBD Pain Relief Roll-On. How can I help you?
So I actually emailed in on the 8th, because on the 8th, I got a notification, because I set my notifications not only to getting emailed, but also through Messenger, Facebook Messenger, so I can know right away. And I was home that entire day, and I got a Facebook notification saying that my package had arrived. I go outside immediately, and it is not there. Mind you, it was literally within like 2 seconds of after I got it, because my doors are literally right next to my bedroom, and there was no package whatsoever. And there wasn't even a FedEx or a UPS or anything, even, like, you would normally be able to hear the trucks, because, I mean,
your package would have come by regular mail, so United States Postal Service is the one that delivered it.
Oh, okay, then in that case, then, I've already been to my mailbox, so... My mailbox, if it was delivered correctly, it would have been there. But I've already been there. I went there yesterday and wasn't even there either. So that now that's like a 100% confirmation that I haven't gotten it, or whoever delivered it to the incorrect address.
Okay, because I'm showing it was delivered on the 8th.
Mm-hmm, yep. And I emailed you guys in on the 8th. And I actually – I called at around 8 p.m. or so, because I used to work – call center. I know how sometimes UPS or just delivery services, the latest that their routes are around like 8 p.m. So I want to make sure that, you know, sometimes there wasn't like a glitch or anything, but I still haven't gotten it. And yeah.
Not a problem. Well, what I do is I get this information over to the processing department so they can get a reshipment out for you. Also, sometimes what happens is the United States Postal Service and other delivery services sometimes do pre-scans,
mm-hmm.
as far as when they take it off of the initial delivery truck before it gets to the postal carrier trucks. That happens as
mm-hmm.
well. So I'm going to get this information sent over to the processing department to see what's going on with it. Well, it'll take me just a second to get everything filled out for you, okay?
Yeah, no, of course. You know, see, I definitely understand that, because, again, I've done your job before. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Commend you very much for being able to do it.
No problem. Yeah, we'll make
but,
sure we get
you
taken care of.
I appreciate it. But yeah, so I know that sometimes they do scan it a little early. That's why, like, I
did. You get a reply email as far as when you emailed in on the 8th?
Not once. No, not once. I've been checking my email religiously.
Because I know I don't remember seeing your name in the batch of emails from the 8th. But we'll definitely go back and look.
I can... Dang, if there's any way that I can send you a screenshot, I can literally show you.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. We're going to get you... I'm going to make sure we get you taken care of.
Okay, perfect. If you need my email to look me up, I can give that to you.
I am going to make sure that to verify the email address to make sure that we do have the correct email on file for you.
Okay.
And the email that I do have is going to be cairo.york@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, because normally every time that you respond in as far as email correspondence, they'll definitely get back with you really quickly.
The email that I emailed to was the one that was attached to my order confirmation, where it gives you the option of either calling. You can press
the
button.
Was it the customer the care@omaxhealth.com?
Correct.
That should have been the customer care email.
Okay. That's weird. I mean, while I'm on the phone with you, what I can do is I can, if it'll pop up in your queue, I can basically forward the same exact email again.
No, no worries. I got you all taken care of, so we don't have to go back through that. But I just want to make sure that I did have the correct email, because it may be possible that we could have possibly had the incorrect email on file. But I definitely made sure that we got the correct one on file. So I'm gonna send you a test email really quickly to see if it goes through. But once I get through sending in this reshipment to the processing department.
Okay. And just a question. I got this actually from my mom who has chronic pain. How long is the reshipment going to take to get here normally?
Normally, if I go ahead and submit the paperwork today, they go ahead and get it processed for you. It takes about 24 to 48 hours to process, and then 7 to 10 business days to ship. But normally, it takes about, we'll say, 3 days to get delivered.
Yeah, I had a feeling, because it came pretty quickly. I was surprised. And is this company located in California or something? Or
no, sir. We're located in Lewiston, Maine.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you said health companies being, like, centered in California, so that's
right. Nope. We sell and we also manufacture here out of Lewiston, Maine. So there's no third party in it. When you deal with OMAX, you deal directly with OMAX.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to resend you your confirmation email, see if you get that one coming back from when you first placed the order. Did you receive a confirmation email of that?
Well, okay, sorry. I got the text and I was reading that. No, I did, but for some reason I'm going back into my email now and I cannot find it for the life of me. I didn't delete it. Oh, okay, so I got the confirmation now.
Okay.
But the original one I did as well. I just can't find it now.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to make sure that email was working. But I got your reshipment sent over to the processing department. Again, it takes about 24 to 48 hours to update, and then we'll get it shipped out for you as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. Have you ever used the roll-on that I got?
Are you kidding me, man? I am an avid fan of the CryoFreeze products. Seriously.
Okay. My mom has 9 hernias in her back and just a lot of pain literally everywhere.
Also, one thing you should definitely check out if the roll-on is not going to be enough for you. We do have a capsule. It's called the Advanced Joint Defense. It is a CryoFreeze product. When I say it works wonders for your joints and your muscles, you will not believe it. And on the product, it says it normally, you'll notice a difference within the first 7 days. When I first started trying it, I've been on it now for 2 months. And the first day that I took it, you can tell the difference.
Wow.
It gives you, when you tried it, it gives you kind of that icy cool feeling, but it's internal. So it's like each time when your muscles are kind of, you know, overworking themselves from the norm, you'll feel that cooling sensation on your muscles. It's like a internal massage for you. And it also increases your mobility and your flexibility in your joints as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
yeah,
it really does, because I type all day and I'm sitting down. So, of course, by the end of the day, my ankles and my fingers are stiff. But when I started taking the Advanced Joint Defense, I have zero problems with it.
By chance, do you have, if I were to type on your websites, do you guys have a search bar?
Yeah. If you go to our website, which is omaxhealth.com, we do have a section where it's just listing all of the CryoFreeze products. And I actually use every last one of them, from the cream to the spray to the roll-on and the capsules and also the relief drops.
Okay, because if this one doesn't work, unfortunately, my mother's the type that she can literally be on medication
do have a lot of our customers that have had major, major back surgeries and are on some serious medications. We've had a lot of our customers that have tried the pain relief roll-on, and also the sports relief cream, it's a little bit stronger than the pain relief roll-on. So if she tries the roll-on and it kind of not working too good for her, check out the sports relief cream. It is 2 times as strong as the roll-on.
I'm looking at the products right now, and the one that you mentioned, the capsule.
The advanced joint defense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's exactly what it's called.
Advanced joint defense. It's one of the CryoFreeze products.
And is the picture on the website in a bottle or in a
box?
It's
in a bottle. You get a bottle, and it comes with 30 soft gels in each bottle. And it's actually got a very good taste to it. It's like a cinnamony flavor. It's got like, I don't know if you've ever taken iron pills before. You know how the iron pills kind of taste like brown sugar?
Yeah.
But these particular ones, they've got this cinnamony, it's a nice cinnamon, light cinnamon taste to it. And it also, you can feel it going down. It's kind of cooling as well.
Okay.
It's a different patented formula for the soft gels. They're very easy to swallow. Doesn't take much effort at all to get it down. And I'm not a huge pill fan, I promise you.
I do have a question. So because my mom's the type that, like, her body is very selective on what works on her, if in the case where she uses it, like, let's say regularly for, like, for the roll-on, how long does it typically, do you usually see effects starting?
The roll-on typically, once you roll it on, seriously, you're going to feel it.
Okay.
It's fast-acting. Generally, to relieve all pain, it takes anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. But once you roll it on, you're going to feel it.
Okay, so let's say
with the roll-on, I do want to let you know that when you use the roll-on, please do not apply heat or cold to it directly afterwards. You want to wait until the roll-on completely dissolves into the skin. There's no oily residue or there's no type of residue on the skin, because if you will apply heat to it, you can receive a third-degree burn.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's just how much of the CryoFreeze is in it. So we recommend, it's going to be a warning label on the product, but I do want to advise you of that, because most of our customers, especially with her having the back pain, you know, will use a heat pad. But I would not recommend you using a heat pad when you just use the roll-on. Wait at least 30 minutes to an hour until you make sure all of the product has dissolved into the skin before you do that.
Well, my question was, if in the case that, like, she does use it and within the 15 minutes she feels nothing whatsoever.
She can use more. There's no overusage.
Well, no. What I was going to ask was, does the company have any kind of, like, you know, if it doesn't work, we can return it, and, you know,
we don't have like a money back guarantee. But say if she tries the roll on, she's not satisfied with it, she can call us, give us her feedback on it, and we could possibly negotiate some type of a refund for her, due to the fact that we don't accept products back at this time, and that it's just due to health and sanitary reasons right now.
No, of course. I understand. I figured. Okay.
But
all
most
right,
definitely
now,
if she calls us and say, hey, you know, I ordered the product, and, you know, I've given you all of this product knowledge about how to use the product, and it's just not working for you, we'll be glad. You know, we love to hear feedback about our product, so she's welcome to give us a call back and let us know what's going on and whether she's satisfied or not with what she's received.
Alrighty, I appreciate it. What's your name again?
My name is Shaney.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Shaney. You have an amazing day.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for calling OMAX Health.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.